More of the world's best variety is on the way after the latest news. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA Music Mix.
The search continues for the missing Malaysian airliner. Ukraine's foreign minister continues a plea for diplomacy in the crisis with Russia in Crimea. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Officials say two passengers on that Malaysia Airlines jet missing since early Saturday morning were traveling with stolen passports. The real identities of those two is unclear. Two men listed on the flight's manifesto, one from Italy and another from Austria, had their passports stolen in Thailand within the last 2 years. Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, with more than 200 people aboard, lost contact with air traffic controllers and disappeared from radar screens about an hour after taking off from Kuala Lumpur for Beijing early Saturday morning local time. Most of the passengers were Chinese. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 was flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board, including 227 passengers and 12 crew members. On board the plane, there were also passengers from New Zealand, Ukraine, Canada, Russia, Italy, and Taiwan, the Netherlands, and Austria. Vietnamese authorities say the last detected signal from the missing plane was from an area about 240 kilometers off the southwestern coast of Vietnam, near To Chu Island. The aircraft has a strong safety record. Since it was commercialized in 1995, there has been only one fatal crash in July 2013, when an Oceania Airlines 777 crash-landed in San Francisco, killing three passengers. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Air traffic controllers say they never received any distress calls before the jet disappeared. Rescue pilots from Vietnam say they spotted two large oil slicks in the waters off that country's southwestern coast, but no debris has been seen. Ships and planes from China, the Philippines, and the United States have also joined in the search. More details on the story at voanews.com. A convoy of what appeared to be Russian military vehicles has entered a base near Crimea's capital, Simferopol. News agency reporters who videotaped the convoy Saturday said it included gasoline tankers, eight armored vehicles, and two ambulances. The convoy drove onto a military airfield flying a Russian flag. Russia denies it has troops in Crimea beyond those regularly stationed with its Black Sea Fleet based in Crimea. Witnesses say, although the soldiers have no insignia identifying them, they are clearly Russian. Andriy Deshchitsia is Ukraine's acting foreign minister. He has called for a diplomatic resolution and a peaceful end to the crisis in Ukraine.
Ukrainian government, I think Ukrainian people also perfectly understand that the good neighborhood relations is the key for the security in the region. And we would like to keep such a good neighborhood relations with all our neighbors, including Russia. That's the reason why we still keep an option for the diplomatic dialogue with Russia.
Unease in Crimea continues, even though Ukraine's interim president, Oleksandr Turchynov, signed a decree Friday canceling a March 16th referendum on Crimea joining Russia. Today was the third day in a row that an international monitoring team from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe was refused entry to the area. And again, more on this story at our website, voanews.com. Four Central European countries are asking the United States to make it easier for them to import natural gas from the U.S. so they can reduce their reliance on Russia. That request came in a letter to Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives John Boehner from ambassadors from the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, and Slovakia. The United States has called on the Sudanese government to prevent further acts of violence by government-supported fighters in Darfur. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki issued a statement Saturday condemning the attacks on civilians. She said the Darfur militia, also known as the Rapid Support Forces, burned homes outside of the southwestern city of Nayala 10 days ago, killing several people and forcing thousands into refugee camps. Leaders of eastern Libya's self-declared autonomous region of Barka declared Saturday that they had begun exporting oil from the port of Sidra. Those leaders of Barka say they would share revenues with the central government in accordance with a 1951 constitution. Libyan Prime Minister Ali Zeidan told journalists later that a North Korean-flagged oil tanker was warned by government authorities Saturday to leave Libyan waters or face attack. More on all of these stories at voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You look like you need a little vacation. How about spending the next hour with The Mix? I'm Ray McDonald, and I have new music from MKTO for you. You'll also hear A Great Big World, Shakira and Rihanna, Calvin Harris, and we'll catch up with T-Pain. It's all here on VOA Music Mix, a service of the Voice of America.
Let's get it on. Yeah, y'all can come along. Everybody drinks on me, bought out the bar just to feel like I'm a star. Now I'm thanking the Academy. Missed my ride home, lost my iPhone. I wouldn't have it any other way. If you're with me, let me hear you say. Break of dawn, yeah, party on the lawn. Whistle as the girls walk by, if the cops roll up, pour the cops a cup, cause everybody's here tonight. Call a taxi, pack the backseat. I wouldn't have it any other way. If you're with me, let me hear you say. Y'all can come along, everybody drinks on me.
New fiancé, new baby. It's going to be a great big year for Christina Aguilera, who's expecting her second child with her boyfriend Matthew Rutler. Here she is with A Great Big World. Say something on VOA Music Mix.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I am feeling so small. It was all nothing at all. And I will stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to crawl. Say something. Sorry that I
will swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye.
Yeah. umbrella. I just feel got me swimming like a diver. Can't let go, I got fans in Okinawa. My heart to Japan, quake, losers and survivors. Norway, no, you didn't get my flowers. No way to say it better, but the killer was a coward. Face just showered, a minute in an hour. Heard about the news, whole day went sour. Bitter moments got me feeling like a lemon head. Put you in the box, just as wasn't it's a cigarette. Sick of my regards, but regardless, I get arrested. Ain't worried about the killers, just a young and restless. Get mad, cause a $250,000 on my necklace. Do you why I never said I was driving reckless? You and I know the jealousy is not impressive. Oh no, I can't stop, I was destined.
On the mix.
Ray McDonald with two young guys calling themselves MKTO. That's their new single, Classic. Celine Dion's husband, Rene Angelil, is recovering after successful throat cancer surgery. He had a tumor removed in December, 15 years after he last battled the condition. Celine revealed the news in a statement she released on People.com. Coming up, I have Shakira, Rihanna, and more on VOA Music Mix.
I said I want your body, would you hold it against me? Yeah.
Follow, follow, follow.